this field now ripen, there is work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and He'll not forget His own. Little is much if God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. In the mad rush of the Broadway, in the hurry and the strife, tell of Jesus' love and mercy. Give to them the words of life. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. When the conflict here has ended and our race on earth is run, He will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name.
Turning back to Mark 16:15, we're going to read that one verse, Mark 16:15. Stand with your Bibles if you can. And we're going to read that one verse and then pretty much take everything from there. And it'll be a blessing for you this evening. Mark 16:15. Tonight, pretty much what we want to do is just pretty much give you a brief overview of some of the things that will help facilitate the ease of going to preach to all that we can and reach all we can and do all we can. So we're going to give you some avenues that you can actually use that in as we highlight some special days that we're going to have this year. Now, I'm not going to highlight every single solitary day that will be special, but I will highlight several days that I really want us to kind of pin down and put on our sweethearts soul-winning list that we can begin to try to get some people in on these days. Mark 16:15, everybody there say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Mark 16:15, let's read that verse together. You know what would help if you were in Mark and not Luke? And I'm looking at that. I'm like, that's not what I preached this morning. Amen. All right. Mark 16:15. Now it says what I preached this morning. Okay, let's quote verse 15 together. Here we say, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Now that's going to be our theme verse all year. So commit that verse to memory right now and begin to work on that. That is going to be the verse, just like we had Psalm 121 last year. I want to keep before us the great need to continue getting the gospel out there. Father, bless now tonight as we kind of fast forward a little bit ahead and see what is in store for the Shining Light Baptist Church this year. I pray that we might catch a glimpse of the vision of what you can do with us, and Lord, that how you can bring many, many lost souls into the house of God that need to be saved. Lord, there's so many out there that are brokenhearted. They are those that are captives to sin. They need to recovering of their sight. They are bruised and they need to be set at liberty. And Lord, they need that gospel message. And Lord, as we look at some instrumental ways that we'll do that this year, I pray that you will speak to each and every one of our hearts and help us to glorify you in that which we think, say, and do. And we'll thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, you may be seated. First of all, let me say this. This morning we talked about preaching to all you can. We mentioned that as we preach to all we can, we're going to preach God's message. And what is his message? It's the gospel. And we also mentioned this. The gospel message needs to be preached to God's multitude. There's a multitude of people. He said, go to all creatures. And then he said, go to all the world. Amen. And so, you know, as we preach to all we can, it's God's message that they need, the gospel, and it's God's multitude. And that's all the world and every creature, God's multitude there. And then we said this, that we're going to reach all we can with the gospel, as you see here. As we're preaching the gospel to God's multitude, we want to reach all the people we can. And reaching, I said, is still God's method. Why? He said, go ye into all the world. And he didn't tell anybody else to go except for his people. And so that's what we want to concentrate on, is going into the world and reaching, because that is God's method. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, I want to give us several different things that we can look forward to this year. And I do trust it'll be a blessing to you. Let me go ahead. Serge, get that sweethearts list up for me first. All of you should have gotten a soul winner's sweethearts list. Get in the right spot. There we go. And if you didn't get a soul winner's sweetheart list, raise your hand. Ushers will get you one. Who didn't get one? Okay. And I want you to notice some things here. First of all, it says soul winning sweethearts list. Over here is just white blank space. Here is a place where the person's name goes. This is the month that's going to go here. Their phone number goes here. Their address here. Their zip code goes here. The date that you contact them and the method that you contact him goes here. These are the methods. PH would mean phone call. CN would be a card or a note. V would be a personal visit. And what I want you to do with this list, we'll have many of these available. Every single service, they'll be available. And I want you to start keeping a list here of people's names on this that you want to see come to special services that we have. For instance, we'll have a Neighbor's Day. So Neighbor Day can go here. You can have several of your neighbors here that you're praying for. Each sheet has three different spots for three different people that you can put there. Perhaps you want to put your right-hand neighbor here, your left-hand neighbor here, and the neighbor across the street on the third one. Or maybe you've got some other neighbors here. As many sheets as you can fill out, that's the many potential people you have here. And this is not just for Neighbor Day. It's for all the special days that we're going to have this year. Also for when Pastor White gives you a visit and you go to make a visit. Maybe you want to claim that person as your own personal prospect. And you would put that person on this list and continue to follow up on that person. There's a guy on my list that I'm going to put on there, Sergio. Brother Fred and Brother Reyes know him. So I'm going to put Sergio on my list. He's going to be one guy that I'm going to try to get back here for Neighbor Day. He's got a daughter named Sabrina. She's going to go right down here. And we've been able to talk to them, and they're going to go on my list. I'm going to keep praying for them, and hopefully God will save them at some point this year. And like we talked about this morning, they may not get saved by me, but guess what? Somebody else may go by. Or God may put another coworker next to him that he works with, or may put another person in their pathway that gives them the gospel. And although they don't respond to me, they might respond to them. Okay, so the sweetheart list is what you have, and I want everybody to get as many of those as you need. I mean, there is no limit. You can take 50 if you need 50. Amen. Get as many as you need. I was talking to Brother Hall earlier. I got about 30 of them myself. Amen. And actually, I can fill up more than 30 because there's so many people that I want to see saved that are here in Tucson. And that's what this list is for you to put down names of people that you want to get out to some of the special services that we're going to have this year. And again, we'll have a neighbor day. We're going to have a friends and family day. We're going to have a boss, coworker, subordinate, and student day. We're going to have a pack the pew Sunday. So there's a lot of different people that we can put on this list here. So anybody have any questions on this list that you have in your possession? They'll always be available. If you don't see them back on the back pew or out underneath the monitor there, there'll always be some in the church office. Just ask one of the ushers for those or ask Ms. Hall for those, and we'll make sure that those are available for you. But all year long, we want to have this list here, and you go through and use that as often as you can to contact this person. The best method is to contact them either weekly or biweekly or monthly or something like that. The more contact you keep with them by prayer, phone call, or visit, the more eager they're going to be to come out because you're keeping contact with them. The one thing that Brother Rod Branch did with me, he contacted me every week. Every week. Now, I wasn't saved. He would meet me at the gym, and he would answer my questions every week. Now, guess what? I was inebriated oftentimes, but he didn't stop meeting with me. Some of my questions maybe didn't make sense, but he didn't stop meeting with me. He continued on. He kept coming on and kept coming on until one day my wife said that we would be in church that next Sunday. And I had to go with her.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And when I got to church, guess what? The Holy Spirit used all of those 3 months that he had been witnessing to me, wrapped it all up, sat me down right there, and dealt with my heart, and I got saved that day.
Amen.
Just like the lady did this morning. She got saved. She came forward and got saved because God had been pressing upon her heart. By the way, let me give you this testimony here as well. How many of y'all are nervous about door knocking? Most of us are, if we're honest.
Amen.
The gentleman that sat in the wheelchair over there, that was his son's fiance that got saved.
Oh, amen.
And that was her stepdaughter that got saved, which is his son's daughter. He told me this out in the foyer with a tear in his eye. He said, "Preacher, you tell your folks tonight, don't ever get tired of going. Don't ever get discouraged about going." He said, "You tell your people to keep going." He said, "This is why." He said, "I was praying that God would show me what church I need to go to because I want to see my family saved." He said, "And that morning, God sent one of your people to knock on my door and invite me to church." He said, "So you tell your people, I am here, and my daughter is getting saved, or my granddaughter is getting saved, and my son's fiance is getting saved because somebody came and knocked on our door."
Amen.
He told me to tell y'all that.
Good.
He said, "Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't stop going." He said, "Because there are people like my family out there that need what you have." And he said, "And nobody's doing it anymore." Wow. Now, we know the Jehovah's Witnesses are out there. And the Mormons are out there, but they're going to just make folks more confused. We have the light of the world. We have the light of men. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and life." So he said, "Make sure you tell your folks tonight." I mean, he had a tear in his eye. He said, "Don't get discouraged. Don't stop going." He said, "There are people like me out there that are praying for something like this." Amen. And he said, "I got some more people at home waiting to get saved." And he said, "I'm trying to get them all into your church so that they can all get saved." And he was just excited as if, I mean, he could have won the lottery. Amen. And it's pretty high now. Amen. So we praise God for that. Go ahead, Serge, and take that down. And anybody have any questions on this? No questions on that? Okay. So on your way out, get as many as you can of those, or as many as you need. And I want to have Serge, he's going to put up our PowerPoint slide here. And basically what I want to do is give you the understanding as to what we're talking about here. Now, this is our preview night that we're looking at. I'm going to come over here so my head is not in the way so much. And basically what we're looking at here is a snippet of what we're going to try to do this year. And in this year, by God's grace, what we're going to try to do is, this would work better if I turned it on. Preach, reach, each. Our theme here is preach to all you can, reach all you can, and each do all you can. Let's say that together. Here we go. Preach to all you can, reach all you can,
do on. I keep wanting to say the do part instead of each. Amen. All right, let's try that again. Here we go. Preach to all you can. Reach all you can. Each do all you can. And that is going to be our goal this year. And what I want to show you here is some ways that we want to try to do that as far as preaching to all and reaching all and each doing all we can. And one of the ways is going to be by, of course, our soul winning Saturdays. We're going to be going out soul winning at 9:30, knocking on doors. So we're going to have specific target areas that we're going to be looking at. We're going to try to do something a little different this year. Tamara's working on a map. And so that you can actually look and see the areas that we're actually saturating. Some of the areas will have a brown pin in them. If an area has a brown pin on that particular area of the map, that means that the gospel was sown there. They've got the gospel there. Now, if that happens to be red, that means that person got saved. Now, if it happens to be blue, that means that person got baptized. If it happens to be a green pin, that means that that person is currently in discipleship. So at the end of every month, we're going to have a map up there to show you what success that we have made throughout that month. And as the months go by, you'll be able to see the progress that we're making and where people are getting saved at and where people are getting baptized at or where people are being discipled at on those particular streets. And so that'll be an opportunity that we'll have all year long, soul winning Saturdays that we're going to continue doing. And you can put those on your sweetheart's list. Also, ladies' fellowships from January to May. And also from September to December, that is a very, very good opportunity to get other ladies into the house of God so that they can get saved too. The ladies do some activities there. They go through the Word of God, and you can get them in and befriend them. And when you get them in, guess what? You can put them on your sweetheart's list and say, you know what? I'm going to make this person my personal target to try to win this person to Christ. Just because they come to the ladies' meeting, they don't have to be saved to come to a ladies' meeting. Y'all with me? They don't have to be saved. Guess what? You can invite them here, and that could be the catalyst to getting them eventually into the church to get them saved. So even if they're lost, invite them to the ladies' fellowship. Ladies love to fellowship together. That's one thing ladies are good at, having relationships. And so if you meet some ladies, say, you know what? We have a monthly ladies' fellowship. My pastor's wife is talking about this subject or that subject or this. We've got some other key speakers. If you had to be one of the speakers, say, hey, look, I'm speaking at the ladies' meeting, and I want you to come and hear me speak. You say, I could never do that. Why couldn't you? I got more people in the church before I started preaching and say, look, I'm preaching on such and such a day. Can you come and hear me preach?
Amen.
You say, you did? Yes. They felt an obligation to support me. And I felt an obligation to get them under the sound of the gospel. And the twain would never meet if I hadn't called them on the carpet and say, look, I supported you in this and this and this. Now you come and support me and hear me preach.
That's good.
And guess what? Someone said, okay, I'll come. But what are you going to make me do when I come? I said, introduce yourself. And that's all you got to do is just sit there. But guess what? I know somebody's going to tell them the gospel. Amen. And so you can say, hey, look, I'm speaking. I've got a 10-minute ladies meeting or something like that. Or come hear my pastor's wife speak on this or that or the other. And, you know, you can talk to my wife ahead of time and say, Ms. Dawson, what's your topic next month? Because I'm inviting some ladies out and I want to let them know what the topic is. And so ladies' fellowship can be that outreach as well. When we're talking about preaching, reaching, and each one of us doing that. And you have the opportunity between January and May and September and December. Because we don't have those June, July, and August. And then the same thing with the men's devotionals. We have those January through May and September through December. Men, you may be able to say, hey, look, I'm speaking on the men's devotion. You want to get one of your coworkers to come out and hear you. Invite them out and say, hey, look, I'm speaking at my church at this meeting. It's just men out there. Why don't you come? It's very informal. We sit down. We get a Bible lesson. We pray and things like that. And so that is another opportunity as well to preach to all we can, reach all you can, each do all you can by getting people out here. Also, we'll continue with our pastor, deacon, leader, and teachers meetings. We'll have fifth Sunday fellowships. And you know people like to eat.
Amen.
How many of y'all like to eat?
Amen.
Everybody likes to eat.
Amen.
And so whenever we have a fifth Sunday fellowship, matter of fact, we have one this month, January 31st. You can say, hey, look, we're having a fellowship at our church. Pastor White, my assistant pastor, is preaching. He always preaches a good message. Why don't you come out and hear him preach on the topic that he has? And then you can come out and have a fellowship with us, and we can talk afterwards. Amen. Many of us have talked to Mike Reyes, Brother Aaron's cousin. Many of us have talked to him about the gospel. Guess when he first came? To a fellowship. Amen. And so those are prime opportunities. You know one of the first services I went to? A fellowship. They said, we having fried chicken. I said, really? I And so all I got to do is show up and I can get some fried chicken.
I'm going to be a pastor.
They say, yep. I showed up and guess what I got? Fried chicken. Now I ain't getting nothing else. I didn't get no gospel. I didn't get saved. But I got fed. Amen. I got some fried chicken. Hey, they may come to a fellowship. They might not get saved. But guess what? They're around Christian folk. And you know what? Sometimes they take a liking to us. And they may be one that we can put on our prospect list. Hey, look, can I invite you next month to this or that or the other? Hey, can I have your phone number? I want to call you and we have this or that or the other. Then you put them on your sweetheart's prospect soul winning list and you start praying for them. And you keep in contact with them. So Sunday fellowships, Patch Missions Money is something we're starting for the children on Wednesdays. And so that's going to be exciting. And kids are looking forward to that. Something else that we're going to be doing this year is the Shine On, it's called. And the On stands for Orientation of Newcomers. I really don't have that right now. And I have something developed that I want to start doing. And that's just to get all of the new members involved into an orientation time of Shining Light Baptist Church. We'll go through the Constitution. I'll introduce them to the pastors, deacons, and some of the leaders, and tell them about who we are, what we stand for, why we're independent, why we're fundamental, and just get them in there. And different pastors do that different ways. I've not done it yet. I've always done it kind of individually and talked to people, but I'm going to be getting them in a group here in the days ahead. And so y'all pray with me on that. The Shine On is what it's called, Orientation of Newcomers. And that's going to be coming up hopefully sometime here within the next several months. Amen. Neighbor Sunday is January 24th. And again, you put that on your sweetheart's list at the top left-hand corner. You just put, okay, these are my neighbors that I'm trying to reach. We were talking about the neighbors that we're trying to reach here in my neighborhood, and it's going to be a blessing. Now, this Sunday, we're going out to knock on the doors that we saturated yesterday, and then you get some tracks, take them to your neighborhood, to the ones that you want to try to get to church as well. The following week, you go back and you follow up on the ones that said that they were going to try to come and commit and say, hey, look, are you going to come? There's a gift book that's going to be given to each adult that's coming out. There's also going to be three opportunities for them to win a gift card to Red Lobster. And so you can let them know those things on Neighbor Sunday that you'd like to get your neighbors out. By the way, if they don't come on that day, don't fret. Wait till another day. But stay on them on your sweetheart's list. February, we got the 12th and the 13th, a youth rally coming up. And so you'll be able to invite the children ages 6 to 12, grades, 6 to 12 to our youth rally coming up the 12th and the 13th. They'll meet on that Friday. The West Coast is bringing a team down, and they'll have them that evening, and then they'll have them again that Saturday morning for a period of time as well, where they'll sing, play some games, and do some activities, and preach to them. But most importantly, they're going to really talk about the Joshua camps as well, and kind of introduce that to them. And they've got volleyball up there, and basketball, and several other sports, but also leadership and things of that nature that they're trying to teach these children up there. Pastor Shetler is actually in charge of that, and a group will be coming out from West Coast. That's another opportunity to get some young people in here because they're going to preach the gospel there as well, so folks can come here and get saved. Valentine's Day is coming up on the 14th, amen, and we only have one service that day on February the 14th, and so invite sweethearts out for that day. And then popcorn preaching is on the 21st. We've got some men that are going to be preaching, and we'll take the cup around, and they have to pick, the ladies will pick out of that, and the popcorn preachers will stand up and preach for 10 minutes, and then they'll go ahead and sit back down. Amen. March is popcorn preaching, too. All the ones that didn't go on the first one, go on the second one. Amen. And we'll pick them up on the 13th of March. And then the 27th is another special Sunday here, Easter service. And so if neighbors don't come out in January, begin working them up for the March Easter service. That's the 27th. That's the last Sunday of March. And begin working on them saying, hey, look, Easter's coming up. I want you to be my special guest during Easter. And try to start praying for them and inviting them out for that Easter service. Most folks are going to go to church on Easter somewhere if they're going to go to church. I would love to have them here at Shining Light, because they're going to get under the sound of the gospel. Also, on that same day and in that month of March, we're going to do a special offering. We're going to have three special offerings this year in which we're trying to get $3,000 collected each time to help pay additional funds on the building, to get the building paid off. And so this will be one. We'll collect it all month long. This will be the last day, which will be on Easter service. It'll be a special Easter offering that we're going to give to try to collect $3,000 to help pay off the building in a quick fashion, which would really aid us immensely. That's in March. April is Founders Day, and that's going to be at 5 p.m. at Shining Light Baptist Church. And that is when Bethel Baptist Church brings their church down here and Dr. Nelson preaches. And we're looking forward to that. By the way, Dr. Nelson is now, I believe, 89 or 90 years old. He doesn't have many more years to be around. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing him once again. Again, we're talking about a man who stepped out on faith and sent me out to plant this church, having known me only a very short amount of time. I joined the church in 2000. He sent me out to plant this church in 2001. That doesn't happen. That man took a leap of faith on me to plant this church. He had to trust that God was working in me and that I was fundamental and I was straight and that I was going to stick with the stuff. And I'm really honored that he did that and God used him. So that is going to be April the 3rd, and that's going to be a Sunday evening here, and we'll host that here at the Shining Light Baptist Church. April 24th is going to be Boss, Coworker, Subordinates, and Students Day. This will probably be the last time that the students will get a chance to invite somebody out for that day because school gets out shortly thereafter. So that will take place on that day. And again, that Sunday, it can be your boss, it can be a coworker, it can be someone that works for you, and it can be students that we're going to recognize on that day. And the same thing will apply as in January. There'll be gift cards for those three. We'll have a drawing for those, and then they'll get a book, a gift book, when they come as well. So that's coming up in April. So that's another special day that you can begin to put down on your Sweetheart's Day. Which boss are you praying for that will come to church? Which coworker are you praying for? Which subordinate are you praying for? Which student are you praying for that you want to see come on that particular day? So you would take your sweetheart's list, and on your sweetheart's list, you would list their name on there, their address, and start contacting them saying, hey, look, in April, we've got Boss and Coworker Day coming up, and I want you to come as my boss. I've got my former boss that I'm going to try to get here. Got several of my coworkers that I used to work with I'm going to try to get here as well. And trust that God's going to work marvelously on that day. And again, anybody that you have worked for or are used to work for, are working for, is a candidate. Now, of course, I don't have my boss right now that I'm going to invite, but I used to work with him in the military, and he retired here. I've got some coworkers that I used to work with. How many of y'all know Kiara Hunter? I used to work with her dad. Amen. And so when I met her, I thought, whoa, I used to work with her dad. I'm trying to get him saved. And I've got a guy named Rodney Kirk. I used to work with him. Me and Carmen knew him. That's how I met the White shortly thereafter, because he was in Spangdahlem. And I used to go up there. And I'm going to try to get him here. So if you've got some people that you used to work with or bosses that you used to work for, some subordinates, put them on your list and try to get them here. And again, these are special opportunities for us to really preach to all we can, reach all we can, and each do all we can by getting these people out. By the way, the people that you know in the boss, coworker, and subordinate capacity, probably the rest of us don't know.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
All right. May brings up Mother's Day, of course, one service on the 8th, and then Missions Emphasis Day on the 15th of May. Leadership Conference at Lancaster is the 12th through the 15th. That's Monday through Wednesday, I think. So that's going to be on those days. And then we've got Father's Day on the 19th, as soon as we get back. And then as soon as we get back from that, we've got the VBS, the 20th through the 26th. And the 26th is the Sunday when it's the closing program. But that's going to be going on that particular week. So we're going to be hopping this month of June. How many of y'all excited about VBS already?
Amen.
It is a barn theme this year. And I was talking to Brother Wilbur about wearing overalls and things of that nature. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And that should be very, very exciting. The theme is Cowabunga. And so it's, of course, Cowabunga. And there's a cow on that, and so we're looking forward to decorating the auditorium. Avail yourself to that. If you're going to be working for that, Wilbur's be getting with you, and we'll need background checks on you if you don't have one. So if you're thinking about getting involved with that, make sure you talk to them, and make sure your background check is up to speed on that. And coming into July, my wife and I are going to be taking off for the COBA conference back in Virginia. Then we'll be headed to New Jersey, and then we'll go down to Georgia and visit my family, and then we'll be coming back. Pastor White is probably going to be leaving as well for the COBA conference and be down there for about a week as well. And so we'll be gone during that time. get back. It'll be Friends and Family Day. So if you've got some friends and family, they could be your coworkers. They could be your bosses. They could be your subordinates. They could also be your neighbors. That's fine. They get put into the same category, Friends and Family Sunday. And again, on your Soul Winner Sweethearts list, you go ahead and put that name up there and say, okay, I'm going to go and try and reach these friends and this family. And if you don't have any family here, just get as many friends as you can. Now, by the way, we're not talking about friends. We're not talking about bosom buddies. We're talking about anybody that you know. Anybody that you know is pretty much going to be in this category, whether they're friends or good friends or bad friends or whatever. The bad friends need to be saved, too. That's in July. Then August, we've got Missionary 2 Keo is going to be coming and giving us a report. September then comes up with our 15th anniversary celebration. And then that'll be the second of the special offerings that we have as well. And that's going to be a special one because that's our 15th year. Dr. Bennett is going to be here to preach that for us. And we'll have this special offering again to try to collect $3,000 again to pay on our building. And that'll be another special offering. And then right after this, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll go into revival with Dr. Bennett in September. So we'll have a revival, have the one service that day, and then we'll go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with Dr. Bennett. And most of you, I'm sure, remember Dr. Bennett. He's a great preacher. He's my mentor. He's my pastor. I still call him my pastor. And he will be here for that time. Then October, we've got the North Valley Baptist Church Men's Conference up there in Phoenix. That's that Friday and Saturday. Missions Conference with Dr. Baldwin. That'll be the 9th through the 13th coming up. And, of course, Saturday is that Missions Luncheon that we'll have, and that's in November. And then coming up in December, Ladies Fellowship is on the 3rd. And then Christmas Special will be on the 11th in our fellowship that we traditionally have there. And then we've got our Christmas service. Christmas actually falls on the 25th this year, so we'll have Christmas service on that Sunday. And we'll have our last special offering. And again, the special offerings will last all month, but we will make this as our final time to actually collect the offering there. And that's what we're going to endeavor to do this year by God's grace. Now, anybody have any questions on those things? Anything that we're trying to do? And again, what we're trying to do here is give you an avenue to bring people to the house of God, giving you some special days where you can categorize your people like a friend or family. You're trying to target them and start praying for them to get them here on a certain day. Your neighbors trying to get them here on a special day. Your boss, coworker, subordinate is trying to get them here on a special day. Now, any day they can come is a good day. But these days specifically, we've got something that we're going to try to give them. And by the way, if they don't come on those days, then do this. Say, you know, if you can't make it on that day, will you come to the following Sunday?
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Whatever Sunday it is, just say, could you come to the following Sunday? And if they say, well, no, I can't come there, say, well, which Sunday can you come? And begin to pin them down. The only reason me and Carmen came to church and I got saved because somebody pinned us down. They pinned us down. And he said, when y'all going to come to church? And then my wife said, we'll be there tomorrow. And I thought, no, we ain't. Don't lie to these people. I'm not going. I don't care what you do. I am not going. And she could start getting dressed the next morning. I said, I'm still not going. And she kept getting dressed. And I was like, she's going to go without me. I tried every tactic I could to get her to stay at home, being a little devil. And she determined, I'm going to church. Now, you can stay here and be sinful if you want to. Now, she didn't say that. But that's what I was thinking. If I don't go, she's going to call me wicked and sinful. I was, amen. And the only reason why we go is because somebody pinned us down. And so if they don't come that day, say, when can you come? And start pinning them down and then start praying for them that God would move upon their hearts when they do come. But always have something available to them to give them like a track, a gospel track. Say, here you go. Here's the directions. We were at the restaurant this afternoon. I began to talk to the lady. I said, here, we're here. And on the back is the plan of salvation, how you can get to heaven. You know, always leave that in their hands. And so those are some special days that we're going to have here coming up. And the soul winning opportunities are always going to be available for us on those Saturdays where we can hand out tracts. The weekly opportunities are always going to be there as well. We talk about visitation. So let's just make sure that we pick people that God has really laid upon our heart. And again, as I said this morning, pray that God would lay somebody on your heart. What am I talking about? As you begin to say, okay, God, I want to do this. I'm a little afraid about this door knocking thing, but I can sure invite my neighbor. I can sure invite a friend or a coworker. I can sure get the people to the ladies meeting. I can sure get people to the men's meeting. I can do these things. As you begin to pray and say, okay, Lord, I surrender. Now lead me to the persons or the people that you want to see me witness to. And again, the way to do that is I've got to get everybody that he puts on my heart to get the right one.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
Amen. You don't know how many folks you're going to have to go through before you actually get the one that he has. Remember what I read to you guys this morning? What do you do if somebody says no? They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Christ. And so I know we take it personal because we're the one that gave them the gospel. But don't take it personal. They're rejecting Christ. The devil wants you to believe that they're rejecting you. Why? Because nobody likes to be rejected. And so that's one of the devil's lies, and that's one of his tools. So as we preach to all we can, as we reach all we can, and as each one of us does all that he can, we're going to pray and leave the results to God next. God to do the work for us. By the way, the guy that... said that somebody knocked on his door where his son's girlfriend got saved. This morning, I began describing people that knocked on his door. And guess who it was that knocked on his door? One of our men.
Amen.
David Scott. Brother Scott. Brother Scott knocked on his door with one of our men and went out there. And I think it was Brother Fred. Fred doesn't remember it, but I'm pretty sure it was Brother Fred because he went out with Brother. I said, was he black or white? He said, well, he was kind of Spanish-ish. And I said, well, the only one that we got Spanish-ish is Brother Scott. And I got one of his prayer cards. And I said, was it this guy? He said, that's him. He said, it was two first names, David Scott. Amen. He said, it was two first names. He said, that's all I remember. It was two first names. And so Brother Scott came out here with us, and I'm going to let him know that this guy remembers him. This guy is here because of his door knocking, and as a result, his son's girlfriend got saved.
Amen.
And so what's going to be our part in this? We're going to have to say, okay, Lord, I surrender to preach to everybody that I can possibly preach to. I'm going to give them the gospel because I know that's your message. And I know that this is a multitude of people out there that you died for. And I'm going to reach all that I can because I know that's your method for me to go to all the world and preach the gospel. That's your method. I'm going to keep doing that. And then you say, okay, Lord, I want you to use me as each person. I want you to use me. And I want to do all that I can. And I want to be used to look back over 2016 and see there's somebody here because I made a difference in their life. By the way, somebody made a difference in your life. And that's why you're here. And so you want to be able to look back at the end of 2016 and say, you know what? So-and-so is here because I made a difference in their life. I rescued them from hell by giving them the gospel.
Amen.
They would still be on their way.
That's right.
If I didn't give them the gospel. By the way, we can't save anybody. We understand
that.
But we can sure give them the gospel that can save them. So as we go today, the thought that I want you to keep on your mind is preach to all you can. Reach all you can. Each do all you can. And start memorizing Mark 16:15. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, does anybody have any questions about what we're trying to do here this upcoming year with some of these special days? I don't want you to kind of misconstrue the days. The days are there for a purpose. They're there for a reason. And the reason is to get people here on specific days and specific dates. Any question on that? Any question on the Soul Winners Sweethearts list? That's going to be your prospect list that you're going to try to put people on that list and try to keep contact with them on a regular basis, praying for them, sending them a card, sending them a note, visiting them, writing them, or whatever the case may be, in hopes to get them here. I already talked to the boy's barber a couple days ago, and he used to live right next door to me, but they moved. But we still go to him at the office where, or the shop where he's at. And I said, you know what? I said, Neighbor Day is coming up. And I said, I want y'all to come. You're my neighbors. And they said, yeah, we're going to come. Now, they may not come, but I'm still going to stay on them. Amen. Another one of my neighbors that used to live right across the street works for Brother Hall now. I told Brother Hall, I said, you tell him, although he is gone, he's still my neighbor. And I want him to come on Neighbor Day. And I said, you give him that message specifically from me. Say, my pastor said you used to be his neighbor. He wants to see you on this day. Now, is he going to come? I don't know, but I'm going to put the challenge out to him.
Amen.
I'm going to put the challenge out. And neighbors that you know, try and get them here. Try and get them here. And let them know, hey, there's a church that I go to, and I'd love for you to be my special guest. Make it personal. Don't say, come to the church.
That's right.
Say, come to my church. And say, be my special guest. Be my guest. I want you to be my guest. When I invited my barber and his girlfriend out, and she said, well, I want to sit next to you guys. I said, well, I'm going to be preaching, but you can sit next to my wife. Amen.
Amen.
And she came. She said, well, if we get there early, will we be able to see you guys? And well, this church is not that big. Trust me, you'll be able to see us. She said, I just want to sit with somebody I know. And my daughter knows Faith. You know, Faith probably didn't remember. You remember Gigi? At Mr. Mike's? Yeah, I figured you didn't remember. Amen. Her and Faith were playing cell phones and dials together back when he was cutting hair in his garage. So they're going to be here. So try to get these people here on the Neighbor Day that you know. Some neighbors that you know that you really believe God would have to be here. Pray over them and pray that God would really use this time. Amen. And yes, Stephanie?
The sweet harvest, can it be someone that's come before?
Yes. Anybody is game that is not saved. So even if they have been here before, if they're not saved, put them on there.
Amen.
Because they need to be saved. Put them on there. Amen. And again, when we do our soul winning list up there as well, you'll see the different colors for the different things. So there may be some people that you want to put on your list that you say, hey, look, this person was here before, but they're not saved. Put them on your list and make them your personal contact. And you follow up on them. And get them here and get them saved. Amen. The guy that got saved last Wednesday, that Pastor White led to the Lord. I think Brother Derek had dealt with him several weeks back. And he didn't get saved at that time. Pastor White dealt with him on Wednesday. Guess what? He got saved.
Yes, sir.
The lady that was here on this morning that got saved, guess what? She was here a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
She didn't get saved. She came back today. She got saved.
Yes, sir.
So you never know how the Spirit of God is going to move and how the Spirit of God is going to work. So that is a very good question. Yes, it can be anybody that has not been saved before. And if they have been saved, then you want to start praying they'll get baptized.
Amen.
And then after baptism, you want to pray that they'll get discipled.
Discipled.
Amen. And so that's how the prospect list is going to work. And again, if each one of us reaches only one person and they get saved and they get baptized, and they get discipled, our church is already doubled just like that. And again, it's not about numbers. We're not concerned about trying to double in size. We're trying to be concerned about reaching people with the gospel because that's what God told us to do. And if we follow God, God's job then is to bless the church. So let's just be obedient, and we're just giving you some different avenues to do that. Amen. Any other questions about what we're trying to do this year in our theme? I want that theme to ring into your heart and to ring on your lips when you leave here. Preach, reach each. Preach, reach each. Basically, all we did is we used preach. Drop the P, reach, drop the R, each. Very, very easy. God gave me that theme last year. I wanted to really, really continue in the Psalms for the soul. And God really pressed that on my heart that he said, you know what, you need to do that this year. And so that theme has been burning in my bosom since about May of last year. And so I'm really excited to get this theme underway, excited about the special days that we're doing and special opportunities that are there as well. And really what I want you to do is join in with me in prayer and join in and saying, you know what, I want God to use me to preach and reach. And I'm going to say, Lord, I'm one of the each. And God, I want you to use me to win somebody to Christ. Whether it's at my job, whether it's in my school, whether it's in my sporting events, whether it's in the community, whether it's activities, whether it's a friend, a family, a neighbor, a coworker, a boss, a student. Lord, use me. Whether it's pack the pew Sunday, whatever it is, Lord, I want you to use me. And I don't think that, did I go over pack the pew Sunday in there? I think I left that one out. I think that one is in August. The Pack the Pew Sunday, so I apologize. I left that one out. And what is Pack the Pew? You pick a pew and you claim that pew and say, I'm going to fill it up. And you use the people in your current pew to fill up another pew.
Amen. That's good, man.
Amen.
I like that.
So Brother Gary and Brother Duffy would team up and say, all right, brother, we're going to pack this pew in front of us. And Charmaine and Devin would say, all right, we're going to team up and pack up this pew in front of us. And the Reyes would say, okay, we're going to team up and pack up this pew. If your pew is already packed, you get another pew to pack up.
Amen.
And what you're trying to do is join with the people that are currently in the pew that you're sitting in and say, okay, let's put our heads together. Who can we reach? How can we reach them? How can we get them here? And we want to have a pew full of people that we can say is ours. Now, if your pew happens to take up three pews, amen, and you get three pews worth of people here, praise God, amen. The goal is to pack the pews so there's standing room only. We had to bring some chairs in here, amen. And we're looking forward to that. We'll have some exciting things for that day as well. And that is just some signs of some things to come. So you pray with me that God would use us as a church collectively, but then God would use us individually to see souls won for Christ, because there's many people out there hurting that need Christ. With all this ISIS scare that's going on out there, I mean, people are afraid for their lives, really. And I mean, this is a prime opportunity to go out and give the gospel. We were out giving the tracts yesterday, and there was a guy, and he was smoking, and he wasn't smoking cigarettes either. And I got a chance to talk to him, and he tickled me because he said, "I said, do you go to church anyway?" He said, "Oh yeah, I'm a Christian, you know." And I knew he wasn't. And I just got to talk with him. I mean, he was two sheets to the wind. I mean, he was out there. And I just gave him a track and began giving him the gospel and left him. But you know what? He may get that when he gets sober and pull that out and say, "You know what? Where'd that come from?" He might start reading it, and he might get saved.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
By the way, please don't do this. Just because someone looks undesirable, don't shun them because they look undesirable.
Right.
God doesn't look on the outward appearance. God sees the heart. And although their outer appearance may be undesirable, they still have a soul, and Jesus died for them, and God loves them. And give them the gospel, too. I mean, this guy had tattoos everywhere.
Wow.
He had tattoos on his tattoos. And I thought, wow. But you know what? He needs the gospel.
Yes, sir, he does. Pastor.
He needs it. I mean, if he don't have anything else better to do than to ink his whole body up, he needs something to do. Amen. He needs to get saved. So don't shun anybody. Amen. And so that's what we have. And I do pray you get excited about that. And it's going to be a blessing, I believe, this year to see what God is going to do as we endeavor to preach, reach, and each. Amen. Let's say that one more time before we go. Here we go. Preach to all you can. Reach all you can, each do all you can. Amen. Let's quote Mark 16:15 one more time as we close here. You got your Bibles there, Mark 16:15. And here we go. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is what we're endeavoring to do. Make sure you get your sweetheart's list, get that filled out, take it with you. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. And we're going to have Pastor White come on up and dismiss us in a word of prayer. And you get some sheets if you need them as you leave out today on the Sweethearts Soul Winning. By the way, this is Andrea LaPar's last service, so make sure you get a chance to greet her, shake her hand. She probably won't come back to see us again until we pay for her to come back to see us. Amen. So y'all make sure y'all give her a hug and let her know you love her and you miss her. Amen. And get her address and send her a card sometime. She would love to hear from you guys. Amen. Sometime. And make sure you send her, just drop her a note. Let her know you're praying for her and thinking about her. Pastor White, go ahead and close us out.
We thank you again for today. We thank you for your blessings. God, we thank you for the privilege that we had to be in your house tonight, Lord, and this week. And Lord, we do pray that as we look forward to this coming year, the special days, the special times, that you would use us as a church individually and collectively, Lord, that we might reach the lost and dying world, whether it be through our neighbor's day or friend's day, co-worker's day. This year, we pray and ask that you would just use each one of us according to your will. Again, we thank you for Andrea being here with us. Lord, we pray tomorrow as she leaves and goes back that you give her safety as she's traveled. And Lord, we do lift up Miss Winona to you. Lord, we know that the anxiety in these 11 days that are here waiting for her, ahead of her, Lord, could be a trying time. We do pray that you would work all those things out, that the trial would come forth and you might receive the praise, the honor, and the glory through all of this that has been done in her life. And again, we thank you for each person being here tonight, Lord. If you tarry your coming, we look forward to being back here on Wednesday night to be challenged again from the Word of God. We love you and praise you and thank you for all that you've done and the theme that you laid on the pastor's heart, that we all might get on board at helping carry forth those things which you have impressed them to do. And we'll see great things done in this year and in the days to come. We love you and praise you and thank you and ask all of this now in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.